Now, when Hollywood stars gathered last night for the Golden Globe Awards, much of the attention focused on a certain, recently promoted, reality TV star. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
President-elect Donald Trump's name may not have been uttered on stage, but he and the election he won were referenced throughout the show. It started with host Jimmy Fallon's monologue.
This is the Golden Globes, one of the few places left where America still honors the popular vote. But
Fallon joked about the company that tabulates the award show ballots.
The accounting firm of Ernst and Young and Putin. But here we go.
And he referred to the Golden Globes-nominated movie Florence Foster Jenkins.
The world's worst opera singer. And even she turned down performing at Donald Trump's inauguration. It's tough to book.
The star of that movie is actress Meryl Streep, who was nominated for that role and honored for her lifetime achievements by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. In accepting that award, she used her platform to defend what she called some of the most vilified segments of America, Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. Streep says she was appalled at the performance given by candidate Trump when he mocked a disabled news reporter.
It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
Streep urged empathy, but Trump responded by firing off a series of early morning tweets. He called Streep a, quote, Hillary flunky and one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. He also tweeted that he had never mocked a reporter. The reality star told the New York Times that he was not surprised he'd come under attack from what he called, quote, liberal movie people. Television people were also honored last night, including FX's Atlanta and The People v. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association also gave awards to AMC's The Night Manager and The Crown on Netflix. Elle won for Best Foreign Film, and actress Isabelle Huppert, who starred in it, won Best Actress in a Drama. Casey Affleck won for his role in Manchester by the Sea, and the Best Dramatic Picture award went to Moonlight. On stage, director Barry Jenkins thanked his mother in Miami for inspiring him. Backstage, he told reporters that as the country moves into a new presidential administration, films should continue to tell personal stories.
We have to give people things not to escape to. There's room for escapism, but things they can run to reaffirm that, not that all lives matter, I don't want to step into that, but that you know what, if you're feeling something and you want to speak it, you speak it, and someone there will be there to hear your truth.
But it was precisely an escapist movie, a love letter to Los Angeles and old-fashioned musicals, that swept most of last night's movie categories. La La Land picked up a record 7 Golden Globes. It was dubbed the year's best musical or comedy.
City of stars, are you shining just for me?
Singing the year's best original song from the best original score were Golden Globe Award-winning actors Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Never shine so brightly.
Stone called La La Land a film for dreamers. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Beverly Hills.